Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have a Zoom video chat this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Me and Annie are going to be doing an interview. It's a part of our Arbella Insurance Carson and Kennedy Talk with Famous People series. A big thank you to Arbella Insurance, here for New England, here for good. And Annie is losing her mind about this interview. Don't say who it is yet.
Okay.
But how are you doing as far as preparation?
You know, so I was out to dinner last night and I had no service, so I didn't get the text till like an hour later of who it is. And I dropped my phone. I literally have cracks in my on my screen right now. I swear to God.
Okay, 617-931-1234. People are now trying to guess who the interview that we're going to be doing later today. Mary's from Medway. Who do you think it is?
I'm thinking maybe it's Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow.
Mary.
You do not know Annie very well.
I don't think so, not even a little bit.
Mary, what do you bet?
First, I was going to say Justin Bieber until you said her. So then I, you know.
That would have been a very good guess.
No. Yeah, Biebs is a good guess. All right, we'll reveal in here in just a second.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Jay is from Braintree. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. Annie is super pumped about this interview. Who do you think it is?
Michael J. Fox.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you for playing.
Nailed it.
100%. My favorite.
I won, right?
Of the Foxes.
Oh, you totally won. Yes.
Would I win?
Very little.
Are you okay, Jay?
Am I okay?
Yeah.
A tough loss for the kid, but I'll be all right.
Tough loss for the kid.
Big L. Big L.
Big L.
Did Jay know where he was calling?
No, I don't
I'm afraid
know.
He was
Is
calling.
Is Jay one of your friends? I feel like one of your boys.
I don't hang out with Braintree kids, no.
Are we ready to reveal who it is? Today,
sure.
2:05.
My heart's beating so fast.
Annie and I are going to be interviewing.
You want me to say it? Miley Cyrus!
Hey! I got to tell you, the text line knew you. 978, it's Miley. 781, Miley Cyrus. 781, wait, are you interviewing Miley?
I think a lot of those came in as we played the Miley Cyrus song, and then it clicked.
No, they came in a little later.
I want to take you back to 2010, Annie.
Okay.
You were not here.
No.
And we
were
had
you born yet?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Right, and you may have been listening to this interview on the radio. Because we had Miley on. She had just finished up a movie that was coming out called The Last Show.
The Last Song.
Or The Last Song, excuse me.
Yep.
The Last Show.
We're good at interviewing.
Yeah. It's a long time ago.
That's okay.
And Kennedy asked her about finishing up filming Hannah Montana. And this is what she said.
I think I might be a little bummed, you know, like a few months afterwards. It's always like you work really, really hard. And then you get to the end of something and you're like, huh, you know, that was really hard work. I'm kind of glad for that to be over for a little while. And then it comes back, but now it's not going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a little hard, especially once it hits me, you know, after I do my next few films. And then it's like, all right, time to go back to Hannah Montana, and you don't go back to Hannah Montana. Because that's kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel for me when I'm doing a film or doing a tour, because it's almost like a break for me. It's so natural for me now. I've been doing it for, you know, such, you know, a while that we go there, and it's easy. You know, we rehearse quick, and we kind of film quick because we've gotten in such a routine of it.
The static, apparently, coming over to Miley's interview.
Yeah, that static was from 2010.
Technology was different. It was 10 years ago.
I can't believe that. It's so funny. Her voice is so different now from the surgery. It's so much lower and so much raspier.
Yes, which the surgery. It wasn't the weed.
Well, a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything.
Have you thought about a question you want to ask her?
There's so much.
A question.
There's so much. But
so in listening back to that interview, we were told we had about about 10 minutes, and mm-hmm. we only ended up getting about 4 or 5. It got shortened up. So there's a possibility that that might happen again.
Yeah, I feel like Miley's more in control of what she does now. Do you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
In other words, she had a handler here who was like, no, right. no. Whereas perhaps here she can be like, you know what? I'm going to talk. If it gets, I feel like she's the kind of person
right.
that if you guys really hit mm-hmm. with her,
yeah.
you know, I think she'll take
she
a moment
vibe,
and
yeah.
she'll really answer.
Yeah.
So
we found that too
to
with
it.
The Zoom interviews too, that yeah. the artists seem, because they can see you, and once yeah. they get comfortable, they've been lasting a lot longer than they're supposed to.
Definitely.
Which could be pretty good. And we actually had her cut a liner. I completely forgot about
Go
this.
Go on.
This is Miley Cyrus, and you can't beat Kennedy.
Why don't we play
Are
that
Are you kidding
every
me?
Day?
I want that to be my ringtone.
Annie from the 978, I don't know if we'll be able to tell the difference between Miley and Annie.
Okay, because we both have beautiful voices. Is that what you're saying?
So that interview, we're planning on airing it Friday morning.
Carson's going to have the highest voice in the entire interview.
Facts. So that interview, we hope it's going to air Friday morning at 7:15. That is our plan.
Oh,
Miley Cyrus
wait.
On the show Friday morning at 7:15.
Oh, Annie, I'm
sorry. Carson and Kennedy. Weekdays 5:30 to 10 and 24/7 on Mix1041.com. Carson and Kennedy on Mix1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.